Okay, so now what I want to do is, we're not going to go straight anymore. Until now, we're going straight. Now, I just want to, as the year winds down, I want to do some sugya. So I'm jumping a little bit. So the next issue which comes up, which I want to do, is ksus laila. Ksus laila, or yom and laila vizvi misasitzis, okay? So it comes up, it really comes up from the next gemara. But we don't have to do the whole gemara, but we have to do some of it, okay? Essentially, it's going to get to the Tosus mem al mabez, Tosus mishum ksus laila. Okay, but we're going to have to do a little work till we're ready to do that. Okay, so let's just do the Gemara. Mem Amar Aleph. Okay, Tan Rabba, on top of the Gemara. Just a little bit, as little as we need just to work out to get to understand what's going on here. Okay, so it says Tan Rabba, Sadin B'tzitzis. So Sadin is a bag of Pishtam. Rashi says Pishtam. So if I have a linen bag and I want to know my Chayiv and Tzitzis. Beishamay Potrim Beisil M'chayiv. Okay, so Rashi. It's not my poacher, and that's it. It's positive from Sitzis. Lo deshim smuchim l'mishri klein b'tzitzis. Okay? So in other words, that since tcheilat has to be tzemer, and your baguette is pishdan, so if you put tzitzis on, it's going to be tzemer pishdan. It's going to be a kalayim. And he doesn't dorish any limud which allows you to be matiret. So therefore, you're stuck. It's patim tzitzis. Can't wear tzitzis. Right? Okay, well, let's not read further, Rashi. Okay, but that's the basic idea. Okay, then it says Ubeisil mechayivim, right? Ubeisil is mechayiv because he learns he has a smuchim, he's dorish smuchim, and since a smuchim it says it's matir klimas, this is therefore it's chayiv like anything else. Okay, so right, that's the machlokas. Is tzitzis docha the iser of klayim? Okay, so it says Amar. I'm sorry, the halacha k'divrei Ubeisil. Halacha is like Ubeisil. Okay, Amar Rabbi Elazar ber Rav Tzadok v'haloch kol hamatil tzitzis bishleim eino el manotniyim. What do you mean? But Hirashi. But isn't it Pshat? Isn't it the fact that anyone who wears Tchelas in Yerushalayim, I think that you know, it's Bisadino. Anyone who wears Tchelas on his linen garment in Yerushalayim is a Matniyim. Those are Hirashi. Matniyim, Matame es Kalarom, Shomer Klaimu Lavish. Adwe Silpalag Rabbelezer. Rabbi Eliezer's statement is that, what do you mean? But it's not true because anyone who wears, he says that it's you're being Matame, people who see you. Right, so how you're saying halachas like Beis Hillel, but it's not true because it says if you wear tchelas in Yerushalayim, you're being metame people. So Amar Rabbi Kain Lama Asruha. So he says if in fact the halachas like Beis Hillel, so why can't you do it in Yerushalayim? In other words, it's saying it's not pshat that Rabbi Elazar sort of disagrees that the halachas not like Beis Hillel. The halachas is like Beis Hillel. So if the halachas like Beis Hillel, that you're chayiv and sitter, so why is it that in Yerushalayim they asked it? They goes it against doing against wearing. Tchelas on your lavan, on your sadina, on your sadino, on your pishdan garments. Okay, so that's the right. That's the question. Right? The Gemara's giving a few answers. We're going to jump down to one answer. But again, so the fact is that Beis Hillel holds that really a beged pishdan is chayiv and sits is 100% minat Torah because it's the iser of mitzvah tzitzis can be docheh the iser of kliyim. So even though you have to put on semer, it doesn't matter. But for some reason, the rabbanon goes out against it, and they said he shouldn't wear it. Okay, the question is why? Okay, so there's going to be a few answers like Gemara is going to suggest. We're going to jump down to Mem Amud Beis. Do the answer of Rav Zera Amar. It's the sixth line on Mem Amud Beis. Okay, sixth line on Mem Amud Beis. Again, why is it that they said a beged lavan should not have tzitzis on it? Okay, and you're showing there goes it. Why? So it says Rav Zera Amar Gzera Nami. Oh, is that Nami? Gzera Mishum Ksus. Okay, because the gzeira mishum ksus laila. So what does that mean? Mishum ksus laila Rashi. Okay, gzeira mishum ksus laila. Yeah. Shema yischase bo balaila. The pater mitzitzis. Shema risa mishus chatem. Pratla ksus laila. So it's perhaps a guy is going to wear. He has this baguette again, this linen garment with a chest sitzis on it, which is tchelas. So tchelas is tzemer, so it's kalayim. But since Beis Hillel holds his docha deser. But that's very good if you wear it during the daytime when there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. But if you wear it at night where you're putter and tzitzis, right? So then there's no mitzvah tzitzis. V'nimsa ne'enevi kalayim shalom b'shas mitzvah. So you're going to end up, at night you're just wearing this beged, which is kalayim, and there's no kiyum mitzvah tzitzis because at nighttime where there's no mitzvah tzitzis, because kalayim is putter and tzitzis, so at nighttime there's no mitzvah tzitzis. So it's going to turn out that if you're going to do it, it's going to lead to people being over there sort of kalayim at night. People can't be careful to make sure they only wear this beged during the daytime. People are going to wear it at night. At nighttime, there's no kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. And then, therefore, you can end up having a circulium. So in order to prevent people from being over, the Rabbanon answered it and said, you can't, you don't put tzitzis on a baguette pishta. Okay, a baguette pishta doesn't have any tzitzis. That's what they, that's their exam. That's where Zera learns the exam. Okay, so the point is, so this references this issue of Mishum Ksus Laila. Okay, Ksus Laila. Now, what Tosus realizes is that this Gemara is taking as an assumption that Ksus Laila, whatever Ksus Laila means, again, we're going to get to later. Machlokes what Rishonim, like Rashi says it's at nighttime. Tosus is going to say it means, no, it's a nighttime garment. It's like pajamas. Okay? But for whatever it is, but clearly the Gemara is going with the assumption that whatever you want to say Ksus Laila means, that's the Gemara's word. But Ksus Laila is Pater and Tzitzis. Okay? That's the assumption. But that's not so simple. Okay? Because that's actually a Machlokas Tanoim. Okay? And that's why Tosus is going to try to prove from this Gemara that we hold like the sheet that says Ksus Laila is Pater. Because otherwise, well, how's the Gemara just bringing this in? Rezer just bringing it in like we hold like it. So it sounds like really we do hold like it. Okay? So that's what Tosus is going to do in Mishum Ksus Laila. But before we get into that and we get into the intricacies of Tosus, let's take up that issue. Okay? So the issue is whether or not Ksus Laila is Chayv and Tzitzis or not. So it's the Gemara is on Mem Gimel Manah. Okay. So, it's Mem Gimel and Aleph. I guess we could start just quickly. We could start at ten lines up from the wide line, from the skinny line. Ten last skinny line about. Tan Rabban Hakol Chayim Mitzitzes. See that? Tan Rabban Hakol Chayim Mitzitzes. Kohanim Zvim Yisraelim Gerim Nashim Ve'Avad. Rav Shimon Poter Ben Nashim Mipnei Shem Mitzitzes Shemam Gramahu Vechom Mitzitzes Shemam Gramah Nashim Beturas. Okay. So the question is, are women chayv mitzitzis or not? Machlokas between Tanakama and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says the potter because the mitzvah is man grama. Why is this man grama? Rashi, the laila of Rav Shimon loves mitzvahs. Have a yom zmana, so it's man grama because it's totally night or day, so it's man grama. Okay, so since man grama, Rav Shimon holds potter mitzvahs because women are potter because man grama. So what did Tanakama hold? How could why isn't women pituros? Because they hold that Yechayvanite. We're going to get to that. Okay? Notice that's going to be very hard to learn according to Tosas. They say, Ksus Laila. What does it mean? Has it Zman Grama? It's not Zman Grama. It's just pajamas. Pajamas is just another kind of clothing. It means what kind of clothing? Chayv? Only day clothing, not night clothing. That's not how Zman Grama. That's a big question. Tosas himself deals with the problem. But it's a problem. Right? We'll get to it. Okay? So let's jump down the Gemara. So that's the Braisa which states the Machlok between Rav Shimon and Lacham. So the Gemara takes it apart a little bit. Okay? Where did Rav Shimon get this whole thing from? I mean, why should... And on the surface, it's a good question. I mean, why should it be that Mitzvah Sitz is only Vayom Alayla? What does night and day have anything to do with that? I mean, it doesn't... It's a baguette. Begadim has to be baguette Shal Sitz. It's like, is Mitzvah Chayva and Mitzvah only during the daytime or at nighttime? Or, I mean, the burden of proof is to show why it should be only a baguette. It's a baguette. And what's the difference you wear at night time and daytime? Where how does man even come into the thing? Right? You know, that's a problem. Right? I mean, a baguette is a baguette shel chol, and you have to make a baguette shel tzitzis. You wear it. The levisha is the machayev. So how does night and day have anything to do with it? And in pajamas, I mean, what? Nighttime clothing. So they're not clothing? You know, I mean, either way, it's hard to understand. So that's what the Gemara is gonna say. I mean, they have to, what's the source? Okay, so the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Potem Nashim is the third wide line. Again, Mem Gimel and Aleph, we are third skinny line. Rav Shimon, third wide line, I'm sorry. Rav Shimon Potem Nashim. My time, the Rabbi Shimon. What's his reasoning? Okay. Titania. Ru'isim Oso. Right? Ru'isim Oso Chatem is coming to Hashem. So you have to see them. Prolix is Lila. Oh, you see them. You're not seeing anything at night. I guess so he's saying Ru'isim Oso is a miyat. Okay? It's a miyat. It's being remayit Ksus Laila. Okay? It's being remayit Ksus Laila. Okay? So the Gemara says, Ata, when probably Ksus Laila, ain't it probably Ksus Suma? Maybe you say it's not being remayit nighttime when people don't see it. Maybe it's being remayit the garment of a Suma, a guy who's blind, because he'll never see it. So how do you know which one? So it says, no, because you're on my share techaseba, are Ksus Suma Omar? Because Asher Techaseba is a riboy. It means that which you cover yourself with it. So does the Suma not cover himself with his garment? He covers himself with the garment. So who cares if he doesn't see it? So Hamani Makayim Urisim Oso. So what's Urisim Oso excluding? It can't be Suksasuma because he also covers himself. So it says Pralik says Laila. No, so it must be. It's only excluding the nighttime garb. The Gemara says Umay Rois. Right? When, what do you see? Why is it? Maybe you go the opposite. As you have here, because you have everything. On the one hand, because you could argue the same way, is that a nighttime garment, what, you don't cover yourself with a nighttime garment? You cover yourself with a nighttime garment, so why don't you go backwards? So, Gashat the Chaseba means nighttime garments are also chayef. So, what does Risa Masoah teach you? It must be. It teaches you to exclude a Suma. So, it's true, you have a Riboy and you have a Mir. On the one hand, the Risa Masoah telling you it has to involve vision. Gashat the Chaseba says, I don't care about seeing it, I just care about covering. So you have one, a Riboy and a Miyat. So the solution is that a Ksus Suma is Chayiv, and a Ksus Laila is Potter. Maybe go the other way. So Gemara says, no. It says, Marba ni Ksus Suma, Shiesh and Briyat El Chayiv. Motsa ni Ksus Laila, Shiesh and Briyat El Chayiv. So it says, no, Ksus Suma, it's true even though he doesn't see it, but other people see it. Okay, so it's not as good, but the nighttime baguette, no one sees it. So therefore it's saying that it's better to be memayit. What are you being memayit from Re'isa Moso? That which is the most removed from Re'ia. So therefore it's saying, just some shalom, just so saying, so it's being memayit, Exos Laila, and Exos Suma ends up being chayiv, because at least he partakes of Re'ia. So Shet HaChasibah is going to be memayit by that. And that's how you're going to choose. Okay? So apparently, no one's willing to say, and Michael's making a point, apparently, no one's willing to say, Risa Moso is Chartem, as Kol Mitzvot Hashem, Asisa Moso. No one says that means that you have to, it's a mitzvah to look at them, and or wear them in a way where they're visible, to have them sticking out, or something like that, so that you'll see them. I mean, that may be true in like Tamei HaMitzvah. I mean, it certainly sounds like that's what's on the Pasuk. That's the philosophy of the mitzvah. Philosophy of the mitzvah, you'll see them and you'll remember all the mitzvahs and all that, and all that's nice stuff, right? But that's not halacha. That's not halacha, apparently. Apparently, if they learn, that's philosophy. But why is, in fact, you could say, why is the Torah telling you this? Well, in Torah Shabbat Peh, it's being, saying Torah doesn't always go into philosophy. So it's saying it must be that it's a limud. So it's saying, what's the limud? It's a miyad. It means that since it's re'isim also, that which is, like I guess, mufka from re'ia, is Pater, namely Ixus Laila, right? Or Ixus Suma, and that's the Gemara discussing, right? Something like that, right? I mean, that sounds like a thing, because the Gemara, the Pesukim don't normally do that, so it could be that's where the Chazal are getting off to start making it a Limud. Because why is it telling us philosophy, if not for the fact that philosophy has some impact in the Halacha? Right? The question is, I think we should explain, is still, it's difficult to understand, it just sounds like, how does it pull that off? Like, so it's the light. Like, how do you limit it to nighttime, to daytime as opposed to nighttime? It's true the philosophy doesn't apply during the daytime, you could argue. But you can't halachically just pater something from the mitzvah sitzes or exclude it because the philosophy doesn't apply. Like, how does it fit into the halachic world of mitzvah sitzes to just throw in a Torah of ksus laila, ksus suma, ksus... I mean, what's the... How does that fit into the mitzvah sitzes? You know what I mean? Maybe that's what we have to explain. But my question is, you can't just say anything. You can't say like, Isser of eating treif is only during the day, not at night. It doesn't. That wouldn't be logical, because eating treif doesn't relate to time. It's not. It doesn't. There's no difference in the action. It's not a category in the world of the action of eating treif, night or day. It has nothing to do with night or day. So you can't just arbitrarily throw in categories of exclusions into a structure. You'd have to show how in eating treif, there's a difference. It's a different kind of an action eating at night or a day or something like that. You have to explain that. So the question is how, you can't just say that since philosophically you're not going to really do mitzvah sitzes properly during the night time, so therefore they exclude it. Yeah, but how does it, how so? How does that work into the world of mitzvah sitzes halachically? That's my question. In other words, as Moshe points, I'm asking for a mechanism. What's the mechanism? The mechanism can't be because it's Tamei HaMitzvah, therefore it's Pater. It doesn't partake of Tamei HaMitzvah. It's not a halachic mechanism. So the Gemara, then, we're going to skip a little bit, because the Gemara is going to then go and try to explain what the Rabbanan do with Hasher Techaseba. Okay, right? Because there's two things here. There's the Riboy of Urisim Oso and the Mir of the opposite. The Mir of Urisim Oso and the Riboy of Hasher Techaseba. So the Gemara, that's according to Rav Shimon. So the Gemara So first he tries to explain what is a remed the chachamim who argue on Rav Shimon, what do they do with the riboy of Asher Dechasima. But then we're not going to do that now. But then we're going to do, what are the, where is the other way? V'rabbana and hayurisim oso my avdilei. Okay, it's about the 10 lines down on Gimel on my base. Urisim oso is the last word in the line. What do they do with Urisim? Because they don't hold by this night thing. They hold night, day, you're always chayv mitzvah. This has nothing to do with night or day. So what do they do with Urisim oso? So it's Mibay Lichud Tanya. They use it for this. Urisim oso is chartem. Re'e mitzvah zu. V'zachar mitzvah acheres. Atuluya bo. Ve'ezu. Zu kriyashma. Titnan. Me'e mosai kornashma b'shachris. Mishyakab in t'cheles alavon. Hey Michael, this is what you're referencing once, right? So what does it mean Rashi says? It says, Zu Krishma, the Kishtakir minion, Shel Tzitzis, Karas Krishma. Or should be, Tseva Shel Tzitzis. Kivin the Schaib Mitzah Zu, I'm sorry. So saying that, what does it mean, Reisim Oshat, what's called in Stem, means Reisim Oso, that you'll see this, and then you'll do another mitzvah which is related to, which is Taloy in it, namely, do Krishma, because that's his man of Krishma is Taloy in the colors of the time when you could be noticed, the difference between Lavan and Tchelas. Okay, funny, very funny, right? Look at Tosos. Tosos says, is the Krishma, the little one, a little. Say, Asmach Lebalmu, the Krishma Darabanan. Sorry, Tosos holds the Krishma Darabanan. Mitzvah Krishma Darabanan. So he says, so this whole thing is really an Asmachta. Okay, it's an Asmachta. Okay, which is funny. So the Gemara says, what did the Rabbanan do with this Pasuk? What did the Rabbanan do with this Pasuk? An Asmachta? That's not an answer. What do you mean? It's, they do with it an Asmachta. I mean, there's no answer. Right, I mean, it's a funny, and then the Gemara keeps going and starts quoting a bunch of Chazals about what do you do with the Reisim also. Okay, you could look through them, the Tayyag Mitzvahs, a bunch of things. I mean, it's a funny, are these explanations of what the Rabbanan do with the Reisim also? Like, what's the Machlokas here? It's funny Machlokas, you know? I mean, we would like to explain what's this Kriya Shema thing, and what's the Machlokas between the Rishon and the Chum about this? By the Reisim also. I mean, it seems like that's what it's revolving around, you know? I mean, what are they arguing? What's their point? Once you define Rav Shimon Shita, what's the Rabban's counterpoint? And what are they arguing about? It's a funny, and it's funny Gemara. I mean, what do they do with the Reisim also? They do an Asmachta. I mean, Asmachta is here, but what do they do with it? I mean, it's not, Asmachta is just a thing the Rabban are using to a memory device or whatever. So that can't be, that's funny Gemara. Funny answer. The Gemara's not really answering his question. At least according to Tosfos. Okay? That's the problem. According to Tosfos, it doesn't make sense. He's saying it's an asmachta. So he's saying, Torah saying Reisim Oso. What does it mean? That when you see this and you remember another mitzvah, which is Halloween. He says, it can't be. It's mitzvah Darabanan. Remember Krishma? There's no mitzvah Krishma. So the Torah can't be a reference to mitzvah Krishma to according to Tosfos because he's saying it's just Darabanan. So he's saying, so therefore it must be that it's just an asmachta. The Rabbanan are just tying in, since they said mitzvah Krishma. So they're saying, when is mitzvah Krishma? Mishtaka mitzvah Lava, and they're using this whole thing. But what is the Pasuk Reisim Oso actually coming to teach you? The Gemara never answered that. According to those, the Gemara never answered. So what do the Rabbanan do with the Reisim Oso? And if you want to say that it's a real limud, even if you don't say it, so the Gemara has like five different limudim coming up. About Reisim Oso, you remember this, and then you'll remember all the mitzvahs. You remember Taryag, or you'll remember... I mean, so what is it? Like they do five things with the Reisim Oso? And which one is it? Like you have a bunch of Brises. It sounds like this is philosophy. It doesn't sound... I mean, Tosa seems to be, even if you say Krishna is the Oraisa, it sounds like this is like a philosophical, you know what I mean? So what's going on here? I mean, the Gemara never answers this question. Okay. Also, it'd be nice if we could explain this thing of Ksusuma, Ksuslaila. You know, what's the deal? They seem to be somewhat related, you know? Not completely different. On the surface, they sound like they have nothing to do with one another. One is which Gavra is Chayiv in the Mitzvah. Another one is what's the Zman of the Mitzvah, you know? So, I mean, like it's funny. Like, a Lima Risa also could be going on one or the other. Like, is there any Shaykhs one to the other, or... I mean, in Tama Mitzvah, I guess there is. But halachically, in terms of the category, which is the mechanism you want to set up, is that you want to see if there's, you know, just two completely different things, or, you know, it sounds like, you know, you could go either way on it. So it'd be nice if we could flesh that out, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll do all that, and then I think that should keep us busy for tomorrow. And then we'll go towards that. Okay.